Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Woo! What's up, 90210 fans? It's your host, Nicolette Gaona. I'm so excited to be here. We have a special guest in the room. We will get to that. But I have my lovely co-host today, Kaori. How are you today?
Great. Fantastic.
And we have Carmella in the building.
Hey.
And we have one of his special guests today. We have Robert Hoffman, who plays Annie's love interest.
Hey.
Yay. So excited to have you here today.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
You're our first guest ever.
I have AfterBuzz right now.
Yeah.
Thanks to Akamai for the technology, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Akamai.
Definitely. And as Bing is for doing it, I'm here doing another episode for 90210 Season 4, Forever Hold Your Peace, which no one definitely held in any of their peace in this episode. This episode was stressing me the hell out. I mean, as you can see, my notes were getting bigger and bigger, and just at the end, I just had to cuss because I was just over it, and I just couldn't, like, believe anything. We're going to get right into it with the love triangle, which finally ended with a surprising shock. We had Silver and Navid and Liam, and basically what that was all about is Silver couldn't make up her mind, and Navid came to the rescue and was like, you know what? I will have your babies. Okay. And I'm like, all right, but she doesn't want a relationship with you, so I'm kind of like,
yeah, like, why would
still going to have, like, her babies, and she obviously does not want a relationship with you. Like,
but why would she even, like, say, honey, okay, like, yeah, I'm definitely going to have a baby with you, but I don't know if I want to be with you.
Right, like,
what woman wants, yeah, I mean, this is a little strange.
She's like, thank you so much for wanting to have my baby, and that's it.
Like, I know, what? And I'm like, okay, if you don't want him to have your babies, like, and you don't want to be in a relationship with him, like, girl, then go on to the next one. Like, don't
exactly.
rush. Like, I understand she's trying to rush to have kids, but damn, like, don't be having a baby daddy
calm
who's
going to,
like...
It doesn't need to be tomorrow, you know?
And then we have Liam over here is like, you know what? I just want you, but I don't want your babies. Like, like, that is so rude. Like, I mean, at least he's honest one, you know? He's just like, I don't want to have the kids, but I want you, but...
I mean, if I were him, I wouldn't want to have a child either.
I yeah, know, but he's... still, like, she can find someone so much better who does want her kids. And as we saw at the end.
But it's too soon. That was Liam's point. I mean, he just suddenly just likes her, and he's, like, trying to figure out this triangle. So why would he be like, yeah, let's hop onto this baby shit, Kuro stuff.
Yeah. No, Shakura stuff. That was in the script. Shakura stuff. I remember that part.
What do you think about this over there?
I think you nailed it. But wait, first of all, do you dance? Were you ever a dancer?
Oh, no, but I can get down.
Because this is very dancer.
Okay, because when I'm in the club, like, I always do the...
Okay, so you're a club dancer. You have a little bit of the dancer gene.
Like, you know,
you.
Like the voguing, like the...
That's more like ganking.
Oh.
Like, that's more like ganking out.
Oh, see, I do like the makeup.
Okay. That's a derivative of voguing.
But I talk with my hands, so...
Yes, you do. I saw.
Change of subjects.
I think you did nail it. That is most certainly a red flag. If a girl... Just Blake basically, man, I want to have a kid. You're down? Okay, but no relationship.
Yeah.
No relationship.
You do
whatsoever.
Realize that you got a little baby in the world.
Right.
That you ain't going to have much business with. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, maybe not.
Naveed would be
And Naveed
doing
was trying
most.
To be all sexy on the bed with the candles. Yeah, yeah, I'm being sexy.
You know, I give it to him. You know, if I walked Props. Into a room like that, oh, okay, what's good?
You would not. Not under that circumstances.
Well,
no, you would
Naveed.
Not. You'd be like, hey.
Yeah, not if it was Naveed.
Oh, in the situation.
Well, I'm not even saying him, but just that relationship dynamic. You got to be jocking a guy hard. For it him was... to be just sitting there, like, posed with roses and candles. You know, you can't just be Mr. Softy McSoffenstein well, all the time. And that wasn't a precedence where that is going to be appealing to the girl.
And there goes Naveed doing the most, as usual.
I thought when she walked in for sure, she was going to be like, yay! Too much.
Overboard.
Yes. But like we said, I mean, with Liam ends up with Vanessa, crazy ass bitch. Like, I swear to God, when she entered the room, when she entered the room, I really thought she was about to pull out a gun and just be like, look here.
Oh my God, I did too.
My boy.
My boy.
I saw her name in the credits, opening credits. I'm like, oh no, they're bringing Vanessa back. And
really?
This is not good news.
I miss that too.
Yeah, and they put the glint in his eye that he was considering. I'd be like, are you batty?
Right.
Yeah.
And this is what I've been saying the whole entire time. Liam, you need to be with me and just all these other girls.
I've
okay.
been saying the same thing.
Right?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I got excited.
I agree, but well, I'm just saying,
like, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, he's bouncing from one girl to the next. He's saying that he loves Silver. He was saying that he loves Annie, but now he's going back to Vanessa when she stole his money. Like,
typical dude. Typical dude.
How are you going to forgive a girl that does all that?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I just don't know how the story
He's just
go.
Desperate for a job. He's desperate for a girl.
And
He's
she's a con
desperate.
Artist. She's nuts.
He shouldn't be desperate. He's a hot man. He's got his own bar.
You ain't gotta tell me twice.
So, I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
You crazy, girl.
Oh, me? Never. I do, before we get into the rest, I'd
Hang
like
on.
To plug in. Oh, what, girl?
I was gonna bring in Teddy.
Oh,
we forgot about that.
Oh, my goodness.
Baby daddy.
My baby daddy. Oh, my God, I love him. Teddy, I was so excited that he was back. That was the most shocking thing. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be Liam or Naveed.
You did?
I didn't think it was going to be them. Huh. I just didn't know who the hell she was
talking
to.
He's the perfect guy.
He was. Teddy. I mean, they really had a good friendship. They had a, I mean, they dated before, you know. Obviously, the sex had to be sometimes good, you know.
But she's nuts.
She is. Well, she's bipolar.
He had a good girl. I was an absolute disagreement when that moment happened. I was like, do not call off the, and I knew just by the shot selection, because after I've done it, I kind of let go of whatever the story was. I just see it as it happens. But I could just kind of tell by shots in what was happening. I was like, oh God, he's going to have, they're going to make us think he went through with it, but he's going to come over and say like, hey, I called off the wedding. And he did. And he's an idiot.
Oh,
absolutely
right.
not. He had a good girl, positive outlook.
You are jumping ahead of us right now.
Hang on. Who are you talking about?
Are you talking about Who are you talking
then
about?
I have the character names messed up.
Teddy is
the gay boy who's having Silver's baby.
He was before your time.
Apologies. I got the character names messed up.
He was
up.
Before
I
your...
I was like, you were so passionate. I was like, yeah, feeling this. Yeah. I was like... Hold on.
Oh, that guy. I wasn't around at that time, so I wasn't familiar with that character.
Right.
Priest boy.
Is that the guy everybody says look like a Ken doll? Because on set, there was much talk of. There's this one guy that looks like what's his
Trevor
name?
Donovan.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Okay, I think that was him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at him, I was like, that's got to be the guy.
Teddy Montgomery, right?
Yeah,
Teddy Montgomery.
Oh, he's just a doll.
Okay,
but,
oops, got the
I
wrong
mean,
characters.
Yeah. Well, regardless of the facts, I'm glad that she went to Teddy because at the end of the day, they really had a good relationship. And if she's really just wanting a kid and not trying to have a man,
he's the best one to deal with.
That's the best one. Exactly. So I agree with that whole situation. Liam's out, Naveed's out, and it's all about Teddy in this situation. So
yes,
I
ma'am.
Dig it. So I'm like horrible at plugging in these things, so don't judge me, people. I do want to take the time, though, to go into Amazon. If you guys ever want to shop or buy new things, all you have to do is go to AfterBuzz TV, click on Amazon, and buy, why not, the whole season of 90210. You know, you can go on there, buy that, and maybe buy me some gifts, you know, if you want. Maybe some flowers. Do they sell flowers at Amazon?
Probably not.
Oh. I'm sure you could get on there and find some somehow. Fake ones, you know.
I also want to plug Akamai.
A flower t-shirt.
I want to plug Akamai because they provided the technology for this.
Oh, they did. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank
we
you.
We like them.
Also, I'm going to name my kid Akamai.
Akamai? That's an interesting name.
Yeah.
That could be good.
I love
Akamai.
It.
Yeah.
Anyways.
On to 90210 again. Adriana, Dixon, and Austin. I kind of just want to get into this one because, I mean, it's a really small storyline. Kind of, yeah. You know, it's not really, like, I wasn't really emotionally attached to it, except for the end when Dixon gets hit by a car. That, I'm just like, of course. You know, Adriana has to leave a guy, and either he gets in a car accident, a limo car accident.
Dixon can't die, though.
Oh, he's not dying. He's coming back. He can't
die. Is he going to have, like, no legs or something?
That's the cliffhanger.
It is definitely the cliffhanger, and that was a really big cliffhanger.
That's crazy.
I know, it was really sad.
Crazy!
But how do you guys feel about the whole, like, Austin and Adriana situation? I mean, it's not really a big situation.
Adriana's going to be opening up in Vegas for Judd's dad.
I mean, I think it's going to get fixed somehow.
Let me see.
What's
going to
get fixed?
I think Adriana and Dixon will get back together.
They for
because
sure will.
It's, you know, it's just,
I mean, if he comes out alive,
yeah.
I mean,
alive.
I don't think Austin and Adriana are
going to
get together.
I think
it's strictly business.
I think Austin and Annie might hook up. I'm sorry over there, but
how dare you,
Annie and Austin?
Well, like he keeps protecting her and all this weird stuff.
Austin's just on his own tangent. I don't know.
He's cute.
Yeah,
he just
he
loves
is.
All chicks.
But I do have to say, the voicemails were very cute that Dixon left her. I was just like, oh. I mean, like I said, this whole episode was about love. Like, I'm over here, like, I watched The Vow today, so I was just, like, crying, and, like, I was in desperate mode. I was like, oh, my God, like, I just want to be in love. And then I was watching this episode. It's all about love, love, running to love. Oh, find your love. I'm like, seriously? Like, why does this always have to happen in TV shows? Like, why can't I find
a true
love? Like, why is that? They make it so much more easier in the movies. They make it so much easier to just go from the airplane and to the airport to the church.
And fall in love.
Like, how does that even happen?
Well, you don't share love with your friends and then, you know, trade off each other's spit and stuff, so.
Shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
You know, that's always a rule.
Leave it to TV.
You can and you may well, but you shouldn't.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it just gets me emotional, okay?
Aw, don't cry.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys
have any comments, you can always go to iTunes and rate us. You know, go on there. Give me your good comments, bad comments, what you feel about the episode. So, yeah, rate us on iTunes, download podcasts. You know, you want to do all that good stuff. Always.
Akamai.
And name your kid Akamai.
Yes.
The trending name of 2013.
Now let's get into the hot, spicy romance we have between Caleb and Annie.
Ooh,
which
baby.
Character is that?
Now let's see what I wrote down for this one.
Go ahead.
Now I truly feel that Caleb is just confused as hell. He obviously makes his decision at the end, okay? And I'm just like, seriously, you're gonna lose this like hot looking girl for the church, which I understand, you know, priest, go ahead, do your thing. But at the end of the day, you already screwed up. Like, you already kissed her. Already had sex. Like, you might as well just go with her and be with her.
They did have sex.
You guys did end up having sex? So then why go back? Why go back?
Tell us.
It's God.
And that's really...
You seemed so sad in the last episode.
I know. And then
it's
it was
a tough
like...
tough decision.
And then it was like, no regrets. If I was Annie, I'd be like, you know what? F you. And go take your regrets somewhere else. You led me on this whole entire time. I had to choose between the church. I had to choose between me. Like, I'd have been just so hot at the whole situation.
I've actually been in that seat.
Really?
Wow.
A really
intense one that had to choose between their very, very specific religion.
Really?
And the relationship. Yeah. It
like
was
the chick
so
did, or...
funny to play that reversal.
Wait, so like, you guys were two different religions.
Uh-huh. I don't care to disclose my spiritual beliefs, but...
Oh, well, right.
No,
but...
yeah. But she was of a very specific religion that had very specific limitations and essentially...
Same.
Can't combine with other religions or outlooks.
Oh. And you guys were in love?
So it was so crazy. Heck yeah, we were.
Aww.
So it was so crazy to play the flip.
So you could totally feel the whole situation that was playing out.
That's wild.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of makes me feel for Caleb a little
bit. Heavy.
Then...
It is what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are y'all's opinions?
I feel the same. I was like, go with Annie, dude. Like, you already gave it up. Come on, come on. But now that story is just like...
I know. That kind of
it is real
feel.
Life. That does happen.
Well, I think, like, if Annie cares so much, why doesn't she kind of, like, start leaning towards the other side? Or kind of, like, learn
either
about
way,
it?
she's not getting Caleb.
Yeah, there was right. no choice
that's
for
so
a priest.
Sad.
No, nothing.
Hey, but there were obviously
I agree, it is sad.
But I mean, sad. There are thoughts, though, that Caleb had really did want to be with Annie, right? I mean, no doubt about it.
Did not want?
No, that he did want to.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. Absolutely. But it just really came down to... I mean, I guess the whole situation with Diego and Ivy kind of made him feel a lot more towards the church because of their situation that they had, which I felt their situation was just something extremely crazy. And like I said, you know, she was like, I'm going to Mexico now.
Yeah. Ivy just dips out and goes to Mexico with Diego.
I wish I could just do that, you know?
Well, I had been thinking that from the beginning, to be honest. I'm like... If it's meant to be, go to Mexico.
Yeah, she was like upset the whole time when really she could have just been like, all right, I'm gonna go right then and
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I kind of saw that coming. I was like, why are you not considering that?
But
like,
I don't
like now.
I don't understand why she's fallen so hard so quick.
Yeah, it was.
It's
super
it's a little
quick.
Alarming.
Honestly, it's really not. I mean, people fall quickly for each other.
Sure.
But if you think about it, it was the whole like 4 months she wasn't with Raj. You know, she had him there for her. You know, they experienced so many, like, ambitious, like, rush moments in their time. Like, you know, certain things that brought them together. And, I mean, their personalities match up very well. They're very passionate about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like everything they've gone through really brought them into a strong, like, relationship.
I know, but
really
she's, like, emotionally unstable, pretty much. And, you know, she doesn't speak Spanish. I don't know how she's going to make it there. How is she going to find him?
They'll figure it out.
I mean, he got deported and she has no idea where to find him. I mean, all this stuff is going to be... that storyline was...
Facebook,
I mean, maybe, but...
Facebook.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
They'll tweet each other, figure it out.
Yeah, hopefully for her, she's not lost in Mexico right now.
Yeah. No, I just really feel for the situation. I mean, that's a hard situation to go through, having your boyfriend deported.
For sure.
Like, and not being legal, you know. Mm-hmm. We've all been there before, I'm sure.
But, I mean, wouldn't it be safer...
I almost got deported.
I know it sounds crazy, but if she's going to fall passionately in love, why doesn't she just marry him?
Well, I mean, but okay. See,
it's
that's
like
the
same kind of commitment. Let's move to Mexico.
I was just like, you might as well just marry him. You married Raj.
No.
Why not
that too.
No.
I agreed. No. I was like, you guys, if you're feeling it that intense, go ahead.
And yeah. You might as well just have
a lot of people get divorces.
Too, like.
It's okay.
I was just like, I kind of feel for her though. I was like, girl, when she was like, well, how about I just marry you? I'm just like, girl. Like,
she is all about marrying
and divorcing
and
all that good stuff.
And crying.
Oh yeah, she's
by the end of the
and
show
getting
I
mad at you
crying.
Really?
But I didn't want to like mess up my makeup. I was just getting emotional for everyone because I like want that, you know? So like I feel like
they need to be
people,
together,
you know? I mean, especially Naomi and Max, like that whole situation like just brought me to just like
I was on Madison's team.
You were
until last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I was never on her team.
What changed last night?
I don't know. She's crazy. And then I just saw how Naomi was with Max. And then...
I mean, they always click.
He lied about being drunk.
Right. Mm-hmm. I didn't really see that coming. I was just like, that was kind of like a pointless situation. But I felt, you know, they've always been good together. They're total opposites. I feel like opposites definitely do attract each other a lot more. You know, she's kind of... Mm-hmm. But she was just... I just love her. She's just so
I
good
love
looking.
Her too.
All her outfits are
she
just amazing.
Cute.
I'm just like, she is just the most bee running into the church with her hair just like all flimsy.
The
like.
Most bee. You are a dancer. That's a dancer word.
Most beat?
Yeah. That's dance. That
is
came
what,
from us.
Hold on. Okay. Is what's T a dancer?
What's T?
What's T?
Is that newer?
It's something I say everybody on the show, even Roxy, one of our other co-hosts, she, every time I'm like, okay, so what's the real tea? Like, everybody's just like, what's
truth?
Tea?
Meaning truth?
I mean, I guess it could mean that, meaning truth. That's actually a really good way to put it. Because I always explain
what's
it like a different way. What's the tea? Because it can be any kind of expression.
Right. I don't
like
know.
If someone's
like, what's
talking
word?
Like crap about you or something, you'd be like, ugh, girl, what's the real tea?
But
like,
beat, that's the
most beat?
The effeminate dancer boys. That is their word.
Most
beat. Work.
You better.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well.
No, have it.
I love it.
We
I
want
own
the world
it.
To have it.
The last episode we did America's Best Dance Crew, and they were like, oh, so
dope.
What would your name be if you had a dance crew? I said, the most beat.
Absolutely.
Dance crew, right?
I concur.
It's clever.
Yes,
anyways, back to Naomi being the most beat. Love her. that whole situation, I was so happy for her and Max to finally be back together. Honestly, I really thought he like ditched her and got married.
I did too. Mm-hmm. I did too.
I mean, what was that whole situation?
With I don't know, but
why Annie
when they
said
kissed,
that?
It all came back for
oh
him.
My God, I'm so excited. This whole episode was like just totally everything and more. I loved it.
Right? Yeah, I'm really glad they ended up together though.
That was cool. I hope it's to stay. Like, let's have
I
one
totally
couple
feel,
be solid.
You know, I really see it coming, you know, Silver. Mm-hmm. I see her having kids. You know, I see, you know, Naomi and Max doing their thing. I definitely feel like everyone's trying to grow up a little bit too fast.
You see Naomi
okay.
and Max doing their thing. I see her losing her gourd every other month.
What you mean?
Losing her mind.
Oh, gourd.
I see no consistent
well, okay.
beneficial relationship.
She's always
he
there.
Had a good girl.
He did. Mm-hmm.
As I said earlier.
He did have a good girl, but
I don't take looks into factor.
He wasn't in love, though.
Yeah.
He wasn't
in love with her.
Him and Naomi had a really strong relationship. I mean, I definitely think he loved her a lot, but, I mean, Naomi is just everything for him. I mean, obviously, she falls in love with so many people all the time, and that's what Max said. He was like, you know,
which is what you look for
you're
in a woman.
Wishy-washy.
They all fall in love with everybody.
Everybody, each other.
Everyone there? I guess they kind of
the
do.
Yeah, haven't
the
they?
Crew. The whole cast.
Somebody needs to do a diagram
like
and figure out if they've
machine.
All connected
you know,
yet.
Really? That's a good idea.
They've been, like, all, like, intertwining with each other. When Silver asks Annie, I'm sorry, is this weird for you? I was like, yes, someone kind of mentioned
what?
It. That's
she
nice.
She used to love him. Come on.
I know.
That would be, like, a spoiler if somebody knew how the season was planned out. They'd be like, do you know what happens? They all hook up.
Yeah.
End of story.
That's what's happening.
Don't even watch it. They all hook up. You don't even need to know.
Let's get into commercial break, and when we get back, we will ask you some questions.
Talk about Akamai a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit more of that.
Yay. Hey, everybody. John Comerford here. I've got my Mad Men with me.
Kevin Undergaro.
Phil Svitek.
For all you fans of Mad Men, we're your AfterBuzz TV hosts of Mad Men. Every Sunday, right after the show, 9:30, we're breaking down the episode.
You can also check us out on iTunes and YouTube the following morning.
We're going to get into the imagery, the symbolism, the structure. We give you all the information on Mad Men that the other podcasts out there don't.
Very insightful. You're going to love it. Check us out.
Please.
Hello, everybody. We are the LA Complex crew, and we are here with Andre Fuller from the LA Complex, who plays Caldrick King. And you can catch LA Complex every Tuesday night on the CW at 9 o'clock. After that, come to our AfterBuzz TV show where we do a recap of the LA Complex. We talk about Raquel. We talk about sex tapes. We talk about, you know, relationships. And you can catch us live at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, AfterBuzzTV.com. If you can't catch us live, go ahead and swing over to YouTube the next day. You can rate. You can comment. Watch us. iTunes, same thing. Download, rate, comment. And we would love to hear your feedback. And we love to support, guys. So please, please, please support us and support the LA Complex. Buzz you later.
Hey guys, this is the AfterBuzz TV crew for The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Woo!
Don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. to see
Adrienne Barrow,
Deanna Vaughn,
Susan Hahn,
Giselle Ugardi.
Buzz you later.
AfterBuzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
I want to buzz about some Gamefly, okay? If you guys hate paying $60 to $70 every single time a new game comes out, you can go to Gamefly.com and you can get a 15-day trial free if you go through AfterBuzz. And, I mean, the games are just so much cheaper on there.
So just do it.
Yeah.
Just go.
And, I mean, like,
steal games, you can go to jail.
Here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, go to Gamefly then and don't steal. And
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Right?
That's a good idea.
Do you have experience with this situation?
Oh, man. I used to steal a lot of things. No.
Yeah. No, Gamefly is good. So you need to go there and get games there, like Mario Kart. Yeah, I'm pretty good at that game. So I would have
won. Thank you, Nick. You did a good job with that. Yes,
thanks.
Gamefly. Basically, we just want to let everyone know, all the AfterBuzz fans, yes, free 15-day trial, Gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV. It's like really simple. And for those who are still kind of understanding what Gamefly is, let me just tell you, it's the Netflix for video games. Super simple. And now back to our great 90210 recap
Yay.
With the crew.
So we have a special segment today. The lovely Robert Hoffman is in the building.
Hola.
Woohoo!
Yay.
How was it working on 90210?
Yay!
Oh.
Welcome.
I'm going to act like that really came from somewhere. It's me, all those hands. I had a good time, man. I made some good friends, and
yeah.
I enjoyed all the, what would you call them? I don't want to say mushy, but the thick scenes, you know?
Yeah.
Got some really fun stuff to get into.
Did you really feel it?
Yeah, well, as we spoke about, I mean, some of that stuff was a direct mirror of things that I've been through, so it was kind of intense.
And working with the cast members, you got along with all of them?
I didn't say that. I said I had a good time and made some friends.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
Not really. I didn't say all of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, well.
When you were called in to audition for this role, what did you think about, like, playing a priest?
I mean, for me, a character is a character. Okay. I don't go into it with any statements to make or anything like that. I mean, I think with maybe a specific project or something I'm writing, there might be a little more of a statement. But as far as walking onto somebody else's project, it's more about bringing myself to the character and giving it its due justice and its gravitas and its buoyancy.
You did a great job.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah, appreciate it. You were a nice change of character in there.
Yeah.
It wasn't expecting at all, especially when we first saw you on the beach.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, you being a priest kind of threw us all off.
I liked it, though. I felt like that was definitely something my swag could drop
your
into.
Your swag.
Yeah, you're like I think the coolest surfer, priest ever.
Right. Like, maybe just as priest, like, yeah, you might have picked somebody else. But the surfer priest is like, oh, I think I can get in there.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get a little beachy.
Got that one covered.
Yes. What else, ladies?
So we have some questions from Twitter, your Twitter fans.
Okay, just no algebra.
Okay.
Do you know addition?
Only up to 8.
All right. 2 + 2.
That's a tough one.
All right. What is your favorite show other than 90210?
Game of Thrones.
Oh. Yes.
It's only the best show that's ever been made. I think like everyone knows that.
I have never seen it. I don't even know what it's about.
Watch the first episode, and I guarantee you will spend the rest of the night watching the rest of them.
You think?
Guarantee. That's what everyone does. It'll be the best 10-hour movie you've ever watched. Hands down.
Okay.
It's that good.
I'll take your word for it. Looks like my weekend is booked. Mm-hmm. All right. Two celebs you would like to see play your parents.
John Malkovich, who's my favorite actor ever. And then for Mother, all my favorite actresses are a little bit younger, though. I'm just going to throw out Sarah Baker. I don't know if you guys know who she is. She's about to come out in a bunch of hot stuff. She was on some... I don't know what show she was on. I used to watch when she was at the Groundlings. And I just
That's cool, yeah.
All that.
The Groundlings is an improv studio, for those of you that don't know.
If you guys come to L.A., go watch a show at the Groundlings. It's like the best of all SNL skits, but in no bad skits all in one night. Because they don't have to churn out new sketches every week. They go for like a month, 2 or 3 month run.
Okay.
And it's just it's just like your guts bust and you cry while you laugh.
That's funny. Yeah, go check it out. Okay.
Yeah, and if you think Groundlings, you think like Will Ferrell came from the Groundlings.
Lisa Kudrow.
A lot of really cool people. So, that's the spot.
Pretty much all your favorite comics came from Groundlings.
Nice. Very nice. Okay, finish this sentence. If I weren't an actor,
this is a bad idea.
I'd be...
Oh, I would be either a street performer, or if you go like to the Cirque du Soleil shows, there's that guy that like comes through the crowd and messes with people while they're coming to their seats.
Uh-huh.
That's what I do. I love messing with people. Are you guys savvy at all to my Punch Robert stuff?
I was going to mention that.
She actually was just talking about that.
Yeah, I have the best time playing with people's ridiculousness. I think a lot of us have opened
nuts.
Up
you're
to
hilarious.
Our potential as people.
Yeah.
And I think just playing with the absurdities that we maintain in our lives every day, it's so fun just to turn that mirror and just let us see how ridiculous we can be.
Hang on. So in that one video of you dancing, are you at Walmart? Is that where
the dubstep dance video?
Yeah.
No, you know what? I had that idea because there were so many cool dubstep dance videos out. I wanted to make one of my own. And I thought, well, let me put a little Punch Robert and just do it absurdly in the middle of. So I really wanted to get one done. I was thinking about what's the best spots. And as I was leaving my house over the Christmas break to go to the airport, we saw this old-time pottery in Madison, Alabama. And I was like, old-time pottery, that's perfect. So I raided and just put the camera down, did it. They called the police.
The guy with the card.
And I got on the plane and I went to L.A.
That's so funny.
Well, if you watch the end of the video, you hear that with audio. He's all, call the police, guys. Call the police.
What is this crazy guy doing? Yeah. We don't know. You don't dance on the show. Did you ever want to dance on the show?
I did dance on the show. Last episode, I was
the drunk dance,
drunkenly
right?
dancing.
Oh, yeah. That's Hale. Yeah.
I was supposed to crump, and I don't crump, but I think I fared well.
Show us some of your dance moves. Ronnie, we got some dubstep in there.
Are you kidding?
No, dude.
I'll hit a couple times for you if you need me to.
Yeah, all right.
If you have some, but the dubstep's got to be thick. It's got to make me want to do a little something.
Ronnie, we got
do
some
I need
tunes.
To listen in
well,
here?
Why don't you? No, just ask a couple more questions. What song does he want to hear?
Okay.
What song does he want to hear?
Cinema. But if we put on Cinema by Skrillex, like I'm gonna go. I'll try to mute myself and contain myself.
We'll make it happen. We'll let Carmella ask some more questions.
So when I go, I need 10 foot by 10 foot.
Give me the song one more time.
Cinema by Skrillex.
Right.
I can't believe you just tempted me into dancing.
We love dancing here.
Okay, well, he finds Naughty the woman. Song. So y'all visited the tar pits in the show. What is your favorite spot around L.A.?
Oh, you can't say favorite. I'm the king of special spots in L.A. Okay. Let me round it down to
top five.
Groundlings.
All right.
Okay.
Santa Monica Airport. I'm giving away all my secret spots. These are things I surprise
Santa Monica
people with
Airport?
when if they become special. I'm like, I got a new surprise. Santa Monica Airport is a little airport in Santa Monica, and they got like three levels of restaurants. And right, like a penny's throw away, is these little prop planes and stuff taking off all day.
Really?
So you sit there and you eat this cool sushi. There's planes going off right there. No crazy wacky security. It's really lovely environment. Magic Castle. I love magic in the Magic Castle.
I've been wanting to go there.
Let's go.
How do you go there?
I haven't been. I thought you had to be invited.
You do. Or have a friend that's a friend of a magician or something like that.
I really
want to go. Are you friends with a magician?
Yeah, I go all the time, man.
I think you can pay. You can pay like $50 for admission to get in.
Are you sure? It's
pretty. I think so.
You gotta pay anyway.
I got in for free, but it was really awesome.
You gave that little swag and said it.
I
got
Doogie
it for free.
There,
and saw Duke.
You saw the doctor
awesome.
There?
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in heaven right
well,
now.
Well, I heard they have like a really strict dress code there too.
Yeah, you got to dress to the nines.
Tie and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a birthday party there and like half
fancy.
My friends had to go home because
really?
I was like, no, I'm serious. Dress coat, tie, dress shoes. Like, it's not a joke.
Yeah, I'm playing.
Yeah. What was that, three? What are the other really fun ones? Restaurant. I mean, like Mozza, Pizzeria Mozza. That's always a really fun surprise.
Haven't been there yet either.
Where are you from?
Alabama.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Southern gentleman.
So the have you gotten rid of your accent or?
Well, you know, my parents are from the north, and I was in Florida till I was seven. But when I got to Alabama at seven, I all my friends talked like that, so I talked like that. And
that's
I was even
so cute.
We were even skaters, and we talked with a southern accent. And I noticed my accent real bad with my friend Scott. We didn't call him Scott; we called him Scott. Scott!
I'm from Kentucky, so when I first moved out here, I had a really thick country accent.
Did you?
But I like learned to kind of hide that.
Well, I saw like a news report of a news reporter and then like a local interviewee. And I just, right then and there, it hit me. Like the southern accent, when it's heavy, people assume a lack of intelligence on you.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, I don't want
that.
It's
because you talk real slow. Like, I lived in Georgia for a few years, and everybody, like, when I first moved there from St. Louis, I was just, like, talking like this, and they're like, what are you saying? I was like, what are you saying?
Yeah. Like, the hey, y'all. And
The more dirty that accent gets, it just kind of, like...
I lived in the dirty South.
Okay, girl.
It got real down there.
Like the John Deere and, like, the, you know.
Yeah. We went hunting. We went fishing.
Did you?
Yeah.
I would generally never do this. All right, I'll just move a little bit.
Yeah.
Can I hear it?
You can take it off.
Can you hear it? Does that move?
How are we gonna do this, Ronnie?
Let me help you out.
Well, just have him have his headphones on and we can make it happen. So as long as he has his headphones on, there
All right,
you
we'll
go.
Just wave and hit a little bit. If the breakdown comes, I can't because I'll start kicking shit.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's see what you got.
I didn't say that word.
Move that.
Oh.
You have to wait. What? Don't let the breakdown come. Stuff's going to get broken.
Crap. Okay. How do we zoom out?
I don't know.
There's a top notch. I have that camera.
No.
Back the other way.
No, we're all good. We got a shot from the other side, too, so he's good.
Go back a little bit. I can't do the breakdown. I wouldn't do it justice without room.
All right. Well, let's ask another question in the meantime.
It takes him 10 minutes for a wind
so
on YouTube.
Do you have any upcoming gigs we're going to see you in?
The music stuff.
All right. Let's watch. Ow!
Okay.
All right. ABDC.
This is a AfterBuzz TV exclusive right here.
Okay.
Oh my god!
You just want to like get up and just
yeah.
like show a couple minutes.
That break,
now.
The breakdown is so hard on that song. Yeah, I go nuts. Like,
yeah.
It's even in a bit.
That's dope. So, that was fancy.
Thank you.
Wasn't expecting that tonight.
I wasn't either.
That was great. Where'd you learn to do that? Like, where?
I danced since I was a mini me. Yeah.
Yeah, step up too.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Okay.
What a ride like that was. That
get
was
your
so
groove
fun.
On.
That was so fun.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah. I mean, all I wanted to do was be a dancer. I saw Michael Jackson when I was very little. I didn't call it dancing. I just wanted to be the music like he was.
Yeah.
That's all I cared. I wanted to be like bad, like that.
Right.
And then when I was 14, I saw, it was 14 or 16, I saw Wade Robson dancing, and he was 2 years younger than me. And that's when I was like, I have to be that. Mm-hmm. I got to be a dope little kid that can just beat up the music with his body.
Well, boy,
and I grinded
you got it
hard,
going on.
And all I wanted to do was be a dancer, and then I got to LA, and I was dancing. Hi, welcome. She's after Buzz T. She's, that is Akamai. She's Akamai.
Yes. Welcome.
But that's all I wanted was to be a dancer. And then once I got into town, like all of a sudden, just these explosive things started happening. They're like, hey, you want to be in You Got Served? I'm like, okay.
Oh, so you like, got in You Got Served too?
Yeah.
Were you like,
I choreographed all the white guys.
Was this like a Jessica Alba and Honey situation where they saw you getting down in the club?
It's exactly how it happened, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Clint Culpepper was the head of Sony, and my friend Dave Scott was producing that film with him, or choreographing, and they were at this thing called The Carnival, which is this once-a-month show. Oh, there you go. There's your fifth thing. Carnival, once a month, the last Wednesday of every month at Avalon, is like the dancer mecca. All the dancers get together.
Hey, I've heard of that.
All the dancers get together. If you want to do a piece, you go to Carrie. He runs it. You go, hey, I want to do a piece next month. More than likely, he'll be like, okay, cool. Like, between 15, 20 people put on just work.
Dope.
It's just dancers getting up there and just performing to perform. It's packed with dancers.
Like on the stage?
Circles break out. Yeah, on the stage. And we're all just having
that
fun. It's just
so
dancer energy.
When is that?
The last Wednesday of every month at Avalon.
I'm going to have to go to that. And well, all of my friends have gone.
And Clint was there looking for dancers, and I never forget, they told me, he said to Dave, he's like, who's that guy walking around like he owns this place? And so that's Rob. And then like literally, I think 3 days later, I got that role.
Oh,
so I just kept,
awesome.
Cool stuff.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, I got a call. They're like, hey, they want you to do the sequel to Step Up. And I'm like, okay.
Get
that
it. Is bomb.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
that's
I'm the
really
luckiest
good.
Guy I've ever met, for sure.
I can tell.
Not to toot my own horn or anything.
That's not tooting my own horn.
I'm just
that's
kidding.
Luck.
No,
I'm the
you're good.
Guy.
I mean, you're good. If you weren't good, you wouldn't have done that, obviously.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's great.
Obviously.
Yeah, so what other. Are we going to see you anywhere else after 90210?
Is there a Step Up 3
coming up?
Step Up 3, anything?
We're making Bring It On to the Step Up Served.
Wow, that sounds
seven.
Epic.
Bring It On 92.
Yeah. I'm actually like fastidiously at work with making my Urban Ninja 3 video be all that it can be, and creating a film that I don't want to put all the guts on the table yet, but it's an action comedy that uses dance, which I think would be the best thing I could possibly do.
Hang on, who's that guy that you were just hosting in here with?
Oh, Dave.
He... It's like, is he the guy from the ninja videos on YouTube?
Oh, dope.
Yeah. I was like, he was into it. He wanted to stick around, but...
Oh, that's too bad. I would love to have
him. Yeah, he was like all about it. He does like b-boying himself.
Dope.
So that's what we host, the America's Best Dance Crew, so...
Awesome.
Yeah, so he'd be getting technical, you know, on
with the beats.
Yes. So do you guys have any more questions for him before we wrap this up and get into predictions?
Is Shania Grimes a good kisser? Grimes?
Actually, those were good kisses. Yeah, they were.
Aww,
all right.
Want to ask. I like her.
Yeah, those are good kisses.
Oh, good. Yay. Let's get into predictions, guys.
And now,
how we
you're
feel.
After Buzz TV. Predictions.
Ooh. So there's a lot happening. Could there be babies? Is there going to be another marriage? Are we going to see Tristan again? Well, Dixon, but it's Tristan. You're like,
can we not see Vanessa again?
Oh, I know. I just kind of like scratch her out of my head because she just really irks me. Like, I can't stand
And she's
her.
With like the hottest guy on the block too. It's like, God, why?
I know.
What are you guys talking about? The hottest guy on the block is right here.
You're too kind.
He's
of course.
But you're right. But you're right.
I mean, Ronnie, you know. You just already know.
His soul is with the church.
I know. So. Oh, that Nicolette. Yes,
yeah,
Nicolette
so
really wants her some Liam, for sure.
Yes.
But she wants her some Caleb, too. So, you know, there's a thing.
I do. It's like an in-between torn. But, like, you're here. So, like, hi.
So, like,
that's fine.
Yes,
so, I think. What's y'all's predictions?
Teddy is going to be the baby daddy. Dixon is going to be hospitalized severely.
For sure. Yes. Who knows? Hope he makes it. I feel like Naveed's not done with Silver yet, so he's definitely going to try to still probably have her babies.
I feel like he's going to go back to school.
You think?
He's going to peace out.
Well, I hope Naomi and Max get married and they have kids, which I doubt because things don't happen that easily in 902.0 world. So,
Liam is tied with Vanessa.
I was going to say how good, you know, Nicolette does the recaps and really draws you into 90210. The song We Are Young has been played 9,000 times, but I'm going to say like that song was played so many times you're like, "I don't know." But when 90210
perfect
the way
closer.
That's what I'm saying, it actually worked out with the show. So I was like, "Oh, this is the song choice because they have really good music."
I was really surprised.
But what I'm saying is when Dixon ends up getting I thought killed, but I guess not. We don't know. I thought it was good. It worked out, you know,
definitely
in that scene,
did.
So
yes, I agree. Well, that is our recap for this show. Thank you again so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
It was amazing. Thank you to Akamai. Thank you to Akamai.
It's all possible. Thanks
to
Akamai.
No, we're just like passionate people about 90210, and you're our first guest, and we really appreciate
it. Oh, really? Cool. Yes. I had a good time. This was nice.
Loved it.
Love your dubstep.
Thanks again. I'm your host, Nicolette Gaona. You can Twitter me at Nicolette Gaona, G-A-O-N-A. Ladies.
And I'm Kaoritake. You can Twitter me at K-A-O-R-I-O-U-S, Kaorius.
And I am Carmela Mondello. Tweet me at C-A-R-M-E-L-A-M-O-N-D-E-L-L-O.
And where can people find you, Robert?
Tweet me at 310-66... Whoa, that's my number. Hold on. At Hoffman Robert. That's right.
At Roth.
Hoffman Robert.
Hoffman.
Last name first.
Yay. Thanks, guys, for tuning in.
Thank you so much for being here.
We'll be back soon.
Next season.
Yay.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.